This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Progress is being made as expansion of the border-to-border trail continues, better connecting communities throughout the Huron River Greenway and beyond. The gaps in the system are being closed, and while completion is still a ways off, there is an end in sight. The border-to-border trail is the focus of this week's edition of WEMU's Issues of the Environment. Our guest today is Coy Vaughn. Coy is Deputy Director of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission, and thank you for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, David.
Coy, for those who may be unfamiliar, let's kind of review exactly what the border-to-border trail is and what it seeks to accomplish.
Well, the border-to-border trail is it's really a vision for a connected trail through the Huron River Valley, connecting the wonderful parks systems that we already have in Ypsilanti, city of Ann Arbor, and then in the Dexter area we have the Metro Park system. So we already have the protected green spaces through these areas. The idea is to connect them all with a trail system that connects the communities and the parks, and then links up to the trail system just north of Dexter, the Lakelands Trail that runs through Pinckney.
How much of the trail through Washtenaw County is connected at this point?
Right now we have about 24 miles complete. The original idea of the border-to-border trail was a 35-mile trail, so we were getting close to meeting that goal, but we just expanded it to provide a loop connection that connects Dexter to Chelsea and then up to Stockbridge. So now we have the goal of a 70-mile trail system, 50 miles in the county. So we're about halfway there as far as what we have completed to date.
Once again, you are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking about progress on the border-to-border trail with Coy Vaughn. Coy is Deputy Director of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission. As Coy just referenced, the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Department earlier this year entered a public-private partnership with the Huron-Waterloo Pathways Initiative in an effort to accelerate completion of the border-to-border trail. How is this partnership going to work to expand and then accomplish that larger goal of 70 miles of connection?
The Huron-Waterloo Pathways Initiative is really key to making this happen. For the last 15 years, we've been doing it ourselves as far as government officials, working with the communities with really no private input. I mean, not input, but private energy behind it. The Huron-Waterloo Pathways Initiative is, initiated in the Chelsea area, but they've expanded to cover the entire border-to-border trail. And really what they bring is the private energy, connecting up with the business community and bringing private capital to the project. And they've really been key in making this thing happen.
And let's talk about that very important issue of capital. How are these projects being funded to this point, and how will this partnership change that funding model?
We have been funding it mostly through Washtenaw County Parks. We are millage funded. A good portion of our funding goes towards trail projects because it is the number one recreation demand of the public. So we've been putting our money towards it and leveraging that with grants from state and federal. A lot of it comes from MDOT and the DNR. But now with the private interest, we're basically trying to split it in thirds, coming from private grant sources, and then our local millage money.
Part of the funding mechanism aimed at helping close the gap is in the name of Karen McKeachy and the Karen's Trail campaign. Karen, for those who don't remember, was a world-class triathlete who was killed when hit by a car on Dexter-Chelsea Road, cycling on a road that, if that trail existed, she may not have had to ride. Her family has put up $1 million and is seeking small donations to match that $1 million contribution. Coy, do you know how much of that $1 million in public contributions has been met so far?
We are about, I believe we're about halfway there. We're about $500,000 in the private. We're still plenty of room there for contributions, but we're looking at the $1 million goal.
And how much more money is it going to take beyond that to bring us to full connectivity?
We're looking at the projects that are left within Washtenaw County, about $34 million. So we're looking at about $14 million of that coming from the private sector and $10 million from Washtenaw County Parks, and another $10 million leveraged in state and federal grants. So we're looking at about $34 million build-out. In addition to that, we're trying to set aside money for maintenance. We want to make sure this is a long-term, sustainable project that is maintained year-round for people that want to commute on the border-to-border trail. So we're also setting aside some extra money for maintenance.
And this is kind of an opinion-based question, but you just mentioned something that's very important, and that is kind of the culture of what we're doing here and the changes we're attempting to make in terms of sustainability. What does the border-to-border trail, now and once fully completed, say about the character of this area and what we seek to become?
I think it'll have a huge impact. I mean, the first step, obviously, was establishing, and this goes back generations, establishing the protected greenway, green spaces along the Huron River. That was, you know, a tremendous asset for the Washtenaw County community. Now, taking this the next step, connecting these with the trails, will provide really a world-class trail system. This has also been adopted. Governor Snyder has an initiative called the Iron Bell Trail, which provides a connected trail route across the entire state of Michigan. So really the profile of the border-to-border trail has been elevated because we've been incorporated into the statewide trail system.
Always
and,
good
and
news.
Michigan is trying to become the trail state. So a lot of work to do.
Issues of the Environment and our conversation with Coy Vaughn continues on 89.1 WEMU. Coy is the Deputy Director of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission, and we're talking about progress on the border-to-border trail. What specific projects were accomplished in 2017?
2017, we've been doing a lot of the planning work because we have two active projects that are ready to break ground in 2018. One of the biggest segments, gaps to be filled out there is between Dexter and City of Ann Arbor. We've been slowly marching our way east from Dexter, and we have a 1.2-mile segment of trail that is getting ready for construction that will connect Dexter Huron Metro Park to extend it all the way to Zeeb Road. And then the other project that's active is in the Chelsea area, north of Chelsea. Have about 4.7 miles of construction that's going to take the trail from the city of Chelsea up to North Territorial Road. We're doing that in two phases. The first phase headed north out of the city of Chelsea will start this fall and early spring, and then the remainder will probably be a 2019 project.
So we're talking about getting those projects underway. And as small in terms of miles as it seems, those are huge undertakings. So as we look forward, when might we expect that the trail is fully completed?
We have set a very ambitious goal of 5 years.
That is ambitious. So
that is very ambitious. There's a lot of moving parts here. We're working with a lot of partners. You know, funding is probably the biggest hurdle, but we are hoping to complete this in, I'll say, 5 to 7 years.
We will most certainly look forward to it, and we'll be following along through the years, and we'll look forward to touching base again in 2018 to see how far we've come.
Great.
That is Coy Vaughn. Coy is Deputy Director of the Washtenaw County Parks and Recreation Commission and our guest for Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner. It's heard each Wednesday, only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.